Seize the moment, the TM gap. Many people wait for the perfect conditions, like having enough money, time, and expertise, before pursuing their dreams, especially those that truly matter to them. However, the reality is that the perfect moment may never arrive, especially for your most innovative, stupid ideas. The stars rarely align perfectly for anyone. For most individuals, the ideal circumstances to take action may never materialize. Therefore, waiting for that elusive perfect moment is a futile endeavor. The present moment is the most suitable time to begin, this very minute. Tomorrow is not guaranteed, so why delay? Transform your most cherished dreams into reality starting now. Life comes with a deadline. Eventually, time runs out to pursue your desires. No one is guaranteed a future with more resources like money or time to chase their dreams. Many people get caught in the TEM gap, believing they lack enough time, education, or money. But these are just excuses. Consider the following. 1. Time. The longer you delay pursuing your dreams, the less time you'll have to achieve them. 2. Education and experience. People often overvalue the importance of formal education and extensive experience. As author Stephen Covey points out, 3. Some people say they have 20 years' experience, when in reality, they only have 1 year's experience, repeated 20 times. 3. Money. Many successful individuals started with little or no money. J.K. Rowling, author of the Harry Potter series, once relied on welfare. Oprah Winfrey grew up in poverty, and Steve Jobs collected nickel deposits from returned soda bottles to afford food. These renowned figures could have postponed their dreams until they had more money, but instead, they took action, moved forward, and achieved success. Deferred life plan. Avoid falling into the trap of a deferred life plan where you postpone what truly matters until later. Delaying your dreams until retirement or until you have more money is a form of planned procrastination. Picture yourself time traveling into the future to see what you will regret not doing. Then, return to the present and take action to avoid those future regrets. This concept leads to the stupid equation, which states, future regret equals today's imperative. Apply this equation to your life and act now. Often, ideas that seem foolish turn out to be the most significant and memorable successes. The story of used jeans. While working as an English teacher in Japan during the mid-1980s, Canadian Clay Levitt made an interesting observation about his young students. Many of them, avid followers of MTV and American youth culture, were wearing faded Levi's and other vintage denim clothing. This trend of vintage jeans was booming, with stores charging exorbitant prices for old clothes that were sold for just a few dollars in U.S. thrift shops. Levitt and his wife discovered this trend while visiting retro shops popular among students. They were amazed to find out that these stores were selling the same used clothes at astronomical prices. In Japan, there was a thriving collector's market where customers were willing to pay thousands of dollars for vintage jeans and jackets. Levitt even found out that one of his old jackets was worth more than $10,000 in Japan. Upon their return to the United States, Levitt embarked on a new and seemingly unconventional plan to sell vintage jeans purchased in the U.S. to young people in Japan and beyond. Despite being labeled as crazy or stupid by others, Levitt was undeterred. He partnered with John Pennington and Dal Zemp to kickstart their vintage jeans business. Over the next decade, Levitt and Pennington traveled extensively across the U.S., procuring used jeans and distributing them to retail and wholesale buyers in Asia and Europe. Their business quickly gained traction, attracting buyers from around the globe seeking vintage clothing. Take action and adopt the unconventional. In 1989, Levitt, Zemp, and their families relocated to Europe. Zemp established a store near Munich, and during their first sales event, they achieved remarkable success, selling $70,000 worth of vintage jeans in a single weekend. Despite facing criticism, including from Levitt's mother, they remained steadfast in their pursuit. As Levitt reflects, "Sure, it sounded stupid, but we knew what we knew, and the money was real." Reflecting on his journey, Levitt marvels at the bold actions he and his partners took, quitting their jobs, relocating their families globally, and organizing sales across Europe despite language barriers. The key, he emphasizes, is that they took action. For aspiring entrepreneurs with new, perhaps perceived as foolish ideas, Levitt offers a fundamental principle: live to start, start to live. Until you pursue your idea, no matter how unconventional, you're merely existing. True living begins with leaping into your venture, no matter how unconventional it may seem to others. History's stupid ideas. Throughout history, countless visionaries faced ridicule and skepticism for their unconventional ideas. Yet, their persistence and belief in their vision ultimately reshaped the world. Consider these noteworthy instances. 1. Telephone. In 1876, Western Union dismissed the telephone as worthless, missing the opportunity to invest in a groundbreaking invention. 2. Automobile. In 1903, the president of Michigan Savings Bank dismissed the Ford Motor Company, asserting that automobiles were merely a fad compared to the enduring presence of horses. 3. Radio. During the 1920s, David Sarnoff encountered skepticism from peers who failed to see the commercial potential of radio technology, deeming it a mere novelty. 4. Satellites. In 1961, FCC Commissioner Tunis Craven doubted the practicality of communication satellites, suggesting they would offer little improvement in telecommunication services. 5. Walt Disney. Despite his eventual success, Walt Disney faced rejection early in his career when a newspaper editor deemed him lacking in imagination and devoid of good ideas. 6. Elvis Presley. Following an unimpressive performance at the Grand Ole Opry, Elvis Presley was advised by a Nashville venue representative to abandon his musical aspirations and return to truck driving. Discover the new smart. Distinguishing between silly ideas and promising ones, those that could be part of the new smart requires tapping into your inner sensibility and using your stupid filter. These internal tools help you discern viable ideas from those that won't work. It's crucial to only pursue ideas you deeply believe in, even if they seem unconventional. Remember, stupid is the new smart. Successful business people often exhibit creativity and unconventional thinking. They dare to develop their new smart ideas and embrace creative thought. Being a new smart thinker isn't a part-time endeavor. It requires a constant commitment to innovative thinking. The stupid loop. The stupid loop is a cycle where ideas start as unconventional or stupid, and then become successful, accepted, smart, standardized, and eventually normal. It's important to use this concept to regularly assess your industry and competition. This helps prevent falling into a pattern of stagnation and ensures continued innovation. Take Henry Ford as an example. His Model T revolutionized the automobile industry, becoming incredibly popular worldwide. However, after the success of the Model T, Ford stopped thinking creatively. He lost the innovative edge that had led to the Model T's success. General Motors, GM, eventually surpassed Ford as the world's leading automobile company by continuing to innovate. Realizing he couldn't rely on past success, Ford introduced the Model A, which was also well received. This move put Ford back on the path of innovation, showing the importance of staying on the stupid loop to remain competitive and innovative in business. Stupid ideas, turning them into success. In the fast-paced world of consumerism, staying ahead means constantly evolving. LinkedIn's Reid Hoffman suggests that companies should always be improving, living in what he calls permanent beta. This means continuously refining their products or services to stay competitive in the market. However, accepting unconventional or stupid ideas requires courage and careful planning. These ideas often need unique approaches, breaking them down into manageable sections with set deadlines for each part. To bring these ideas to life, experimentation is key. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg emphasizes the importance of trying out many ideas quickly. Innovation isn't just about having a great idea, it's about being willing to move fast and test different approaches. To turn unconventional ideas into viable ones, follow these three principles. 1. Get out of your shell. Overcoming fear is essential to harnessing the power of unconventional thinking. Start by achieving small victories over your fears and gradually increase your tolerance for bigger challenges. Psychologist Carl Weick suggests breaking larger problems into smaller, more manageable tasks to see tangible progress. Don't let pride hinder your progress. Fear and pride often go hand in hand, so be humble enough to embrace the possibility of looking foolish. Additionally, combat procrastination, which can bury opportunities, by identifying why you procrastinate and taking steps to change your habits. To truly succeed with unconventional ideas, authenticity is key. Oprah Winfrey emphasizes the importance of being genuine. The secret is authenticity. People fail because they're pretending to be something they're not. Trust in yourself and your abilities forms the foundation of authenticity. 2. Get into the scene. Use the START approach to connect with people who can help turn your unconventional ideas into reality. Start by forming an inner circle of success, a network of trusted individuals. START stands for 5 actions of the new SMART. Serve. The more you help others, the more they will be willing to help you in return. Thank. Show appreciation for the kindness and support you receive. Ask. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Utilize the skills and resources of those around you. Receive. Be open to receiving assistance and accept it graciously. Trust. Build trust with others by being reliable and trusting them in return. 3. Make dreams happen. To make your unconventional idea a reality, use all the resources at your disposal. Archimedes of ancient Greece once said to King Hieron that, with the right lever, he could move the world. Similarly, leverage everything you have, technology, relationships, time, skills, and finances, to bring your new, unconventional idea to fruition. Key points. 1. Unconventional thinking sparks stupid ideas with surprising success. 2. Overcoming the TEM gap, lack of time, experience, or money, is crucial for idea development. 3. Act now. Delaying leads to missed opportunities and regrets. 4. Fear and pride hinder progress. Address and overcome them. 5. Build a supportive network through the START approach. Serve, thank, ask, receive, trust. 6. Adopt stupidity in innovation. Reverting to conventionality leads to obsolescence. 7. Reject the deferred life plan. Pursue what matters now and leverage all resources for success.